Now we will go a little bit more deeper into chanting the holy name with deep meditative absorption. I think this is a very, very useful practice for those who want to not just only sing and chant, but who want to be absorbed in what they do. The greatest obstacle really in chanting is the distraction of the mind. It is even stated that all other obstacles or aparadhas come out of this one singular root, that is distraction or inattention while chanting. Just like a tree comes out of roots and grows strong and sturdy, the obstacles or aparadhas which we face come from this one root. And just like if we want to cut a tree, maybe it breaks our house into pieces because it grows in the wall. Just like we cut a tree at the root, we can also cut all the obstacles which we face at the root of let me say, inattention. Now, our scriptures have what we can call padahadis, or guide books. This guidebook, one guidebook which I would like to quote, has this amazing shloka or verse. Mano matyestito mantro, mantra matyestitam mana, mano mantro samayuktam, etat hi japalakshanam. The mind should be first fixed in the midst of the mantra. You will have to pay attention. It will be very new for you. The mind should be first fixed in the midst of the mantra. After that, the mantra should be situated in the midst of the mind. Finally, mind and mantra should be fixed in equilibrium. That indeed is the characteristic of good japa. I know that this is a language borrowing heavily from the yogic tradition, and as of that, from the advanced yogic tradition, and therefore it requires a little further analysis in order to make this work in our life. What does this mean? The mind should be first fixed in the midst of the mantra. It means you take your mind and fix it to the mantra. If the mantra is here, let us say like a river of sound, or as you often find, it is written down on a shield. It's called the traktak representation of the mantra. And then you bring your mind and focus it on it. It's just like if I look at something which is outside of me, let us say this beautiful wooden statue of, this looks like Saraswati. I'm focusing my attention there and see it. By focusing my attention, we'll go to this central point. It's called the Ajna Chakra, from which good concentration is possible. Isn't it when we say, focus please? We focus our attention and it comes through this point and like this. I see, for instance, our Pundarik Prabhu is focusing at that this moment at me, trying to understand, whoops, this is new for me. I have to listen a little bit carefully. And I see if it would be a focus with anger, I would, or with intense concentration, I would see a furrow building here at the bridge of the nose. Furrow, you know this English word? It's like a folding thing. Whenever someone focuses on something which is outside of him, as opposed to going deeply inside, we will learn this in a moment, but first this, he will focus his thing on this point. In the Gita, there are verses about focusing the mind on this. Between the eyebrows, it's often stated, it's a location before the between the eyebrows. So this is an interesting function of the mind. There are usually, we know that there are three functions of the mind. You can't really identify the mind by its form, like you would, for instance, do when you want to identify this. You would say that's a glass case. These are the spectacles. Who need cleaning? This is a hand. The mind cannot be identified through its form, because the mind takes on the form with which it occupies itself. It wraps, so to say, around the form of it. The mind can be very well identified, however, by function. What does it do? The first of the mental instruments or functions, you could say, is called Vishaya, an active focus. That's what teachers want to bring about in their school class in listeners. The second function is not so much known in our civilization. It's Samaniya. It's more a passive reception, an observation, you know. You can listen to something by either focusing or by just receiving it, as you would with wind. You would receive it when you would sail your boat, or you receive water as if you drink it. I don't need to focus much, I just need to relax and now receive the water. And the third function of the mind is samapatti. It is something which really people who have dealt with mind control do. They bring the active and the passive together. I will try to bring you there the day after tomorrow, but for today I would like to first start focus. We often hear concentrate. We hear word like be present, please. Bring your mind into the presence. No, this is all making use of the function of the mind called Vishaya, or active focus. No, if someone can do this, can learn to do it, he becomes very, very powerful. He takes the various thoughts and brings it into the one active focus, almost like it is done with light. When you take the light and bring it into one ray of light, you have a razor, laser, a laser with razor-like qualities. No, you have seen lasers working for instance, at surgery, invasive surgery, they work with laser instrument. I hear now dentists can do not need the driller. They can use laser for somehow, and it has so much power. It's only light, but it's focused. It's concentrated. If you can bring your mind into this, then you are becoming a more advanced chanter. If the mind is all over the place, you may say, chant with more focus. How do we do this? How do we collect? It's very simple. You see your mind more or less like an instrument, like a faculty, and you bring it to the focus which is happening in this area of the brain. If you want to say it in a neuroscience way, it uses all of a sudden the frontal cortex of your brain, and then some additional focus is possible for you. So I would love with you to bring you gradually to this stage, and we will do so we will learn this active focus of the mind, which is so good when we chant. It's so necessary when we chant. It will bring us to the place where we can stop this inattention, or as we heard in the beginning of this class or this session, we can bring ourselves 100% to the practice and not only 50%, 40%, 20%, and so on. Yes? Are you into it? Are you? I would like, because this is now entering into the working with the mind, to do this from an interesting yogic perspective. Catholic priest, liberal Catholic priest, has brought the Gita, and with it this verse: Om iti ekaksharam Brahma vyaharang mang anusmarang yaprayati tvayandehang sajati paramangatim. After being situated in this yoga practice and vibrating the sacred syllable Om, the supreme combination of letters, if one thinks of the supreme personality of Godhead and quits his body, he will certainly reach the spiritual planets. Here we find that situating on a divine sound vibration like Om or Hare Krishna, the idea is divine sound vibration, and fixing your attention on the Lord, you can actually, at the time of your departure from this physical, from this body, reach the spiritual world. Wow! This is the power of good fixation. So we will do now the Om for a moment, and then we will do this, we will go still deeper in our focus. This is just the beginning of our journey. I would again request you to sit properly. The idea of sitting properly is just bring your spine in a stable position. What sitting properly means, it should be a comfortable pose and it should be a happy pose. You should not be Therefore, sometimes chairs are advisable. Do you need chairs, any one of you, to sit? You can sit like this, no problem. I see you are ready. Maybe, Surabhi, you wish to join this section, then the music is focused and concentrated. We will need you. Our idea now is to collect our mind and do what we can call an active focus. There will be something like a passive focus, but this is really a little effort which you will do. When you are ready, close your eyes and focus on your incoming and outgoing breath. Do an inhale and just be present with that inhale. When a distracting thought enters, no problem, but return to just being present with the breath. For some, it really helps when we count the breath. One on an inhale, two on an exhale, three on an inhale, four. It's not important that you reach a number with a counting. It's about connecting the mind with what you do. By the way, just as a side note, when we do these simple techniques of focusing, almost always people start to cough because they relax and the coughing comes. Let the mind come to a peaceful state. This means incredibly aware, focused. We will soon chant the Om, like we just heard from the Gita. While you do this, please do two things. Again, I will address two of my audiences, the one who's just interested in the principles of kirtan, and then the practicing devotee. For the first group in my audience, become aware that the Om is the primordial sound, the Ur sound. And for those who are practicing devotees, become aware that the Om is Radha and Krishna and the Jiva, the living being. The second is a more active process. Focus now on that space between the eyebrows, place of focus, and first listen to me doing the sound vibration of Om, and then repeating with me. First I chant alone, first Om, and then we will chant about 10 to 15 times in unison all together. Kindly focus your attention on that point of focus between the eyebrows. Focus. Om. Retain the focus. Just experience the inner echo. Now, thank you very, very much. We are still in the first part of this deep, deep text of this ancient guidebook. the mind should be first situated within the mantra. We will now do something where we sing very slowly, we will focus our attention either physically, that means either by looking on it, on this, the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra. This is called Traktaka meditation. Can you all see it? It does help just to bring that mind here, to the focus point. If we feel, I can focus much better if my eyes is closed, then we still should focus our mind. It's an active focus. It's an active, not a passive concentration. You will see in a moment the intelligence behind it, or the ratio behind it. Please now just gather the experience so that you will know when you hear the explanation what you just experienced. Again, I request you, I will guide you into this. I just have to see. Same. Yes. You can please sing. Kindly sit properly for this. Again, I want to repeat, if it is for some physical reason painful to sit, you can sit in any way as it is comfortable for you, but it should be a happy ashram, asana, and a comfortable ashram. I know one person who feels most comfortable when he stands on his finger and just kind of floats with the legs over the ground. He is a Mahayogi, a great yogi. That's most comfortable for him. It's amazing. You can see the pictures later, but I don't think anyone of you here is doing this regularly. So sit just in a happy and steady position. Steady is a Sanskrit word. Stira. Then, again, focus on your incoming and outgoing breath. You will see as you focus the mind on your in and outgoing breath, the breathing will become easier and deeper. Consider the breath as a gift of God. It maintains your life. Embrace this gift. Be grateful for just being alive and breathing. Be sukham, happy. Stay with your breath. In and out. apply your conviction, your Shraddha. What you will sing now are the pure and transcendental names of Radha and Krishna. Spiritually, they are not different from them. In a way, this might be your first meeting with Radha and Krishna. Sing the Maha Mantra by actively focusing on each single name of the mantra, and then listen to the sound vibration. You can focus your mind as you have learned. You can focus it through the lens of that point which lies between the eyebrows, the focus point. We will sing now slowly. We allow our mind to stay focused all the time. And the mind should go away, wander. It's absolutely no problem. It's normal. But still try to bring it back each time you catch it wandering. And just focus it on singing each single name and listening.
Thank you.
Krishna. Thank you very much. This idea of active focus is best possible when it takes place in a certain mental environment. The environment which we discussed very briefly in the beginning, the environment which gives us a feeling of conviction, of faith, and the mental environment which allows us to feel a sense of connectedness or sambandha. No? Therefore, for knowing a little bit my audience, I've put at the end the picture of Radha and Krishna. You can focus while sitting before the altar on the deities of Radha and Krishna. In fact, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of our acharyas, recommends to do just that. To sit before the altar in either personal or individual japa meditation, that's what you do with the mala, or in kirtan, and while doing this, bring your attention on the beautiful rupa or form of Radha and Krishna. The whole idea in all of this is to give us a means to focus so that bhakti or devotional feelings can come up, which empower and enhance our kirtan, I wanted to say, with that special element which is the treasure of the spiritual tradition, no? The deep spiritual feelings. I request you now to turn just very briefly to your neighbor, very briefly, and discuss for 2 or 3 minutes what your experience was, what you have understood in the workshop. Just it will help us to gather a little bit or bring together the new insights which we have gained, so that it is not that it's not it doesn't just go away. Please let me see, have you all found a partner already? You can also go by 3 of you. Yes. I will make a little group with Madhva and our Gaur Krishna. Everyone found their partner? It's only a discussion partner. Please start now. Just let us move this subject a little around.